Welcome to my podcast, World Through a Poem's Eye, in conjunction with my website, marilynonaroll.wordpress.com, where you'll find the poems I talk about and the scripts for these podcasts. Sometimes, some days, I feel like a scrunched-up version of myself, where a flat piece of paper flutters through the air if tossed. Those scrunched-up days, I'm a projectile. I'm a ball of frowns and edges, a chunk of crimps. I have to hope that for my loved ones, the days that I'm my better self, buy me a few of those scrunched times. The good, the bad, c'est moi. Forgive me, as I forgive you who may trespass against me, usually, mostly, or at least I'm willing to pretend to forget. That's all I can ask of you, too. I ponder sometimes that heart shape and how it stands in for so many things, what we call love in all its forms, appreciation, a symbol of emotion, a thing that is covered with shiny paper and contains chocolates, and how that pumping organ has come to stand in for all that complicated thing contained in that heart shape. I remember the frog heart from biology class. It looked a bit, interestingly, like a crumpled up thing, a little fist. I love heart emoji, this Rita Dove poem, for the way it shyly offers itself down the page, revealing through negation and white space its insecurity, its desire. Here, the veiny, misshapen organ stands in for the self wanting acceptance, the actual heart wanting that love the heart shape suggests. Heart to Heart, Rita Dove. It's neither red nor sweet. It doesn't melt or turn over, break or harden, so it can't feel pain, yearning, regret. It doesn't have a tip to spin on. It isn't even shapely, just a thick clutch of muscle, lopsided, mute. Still, I feel it inside its cage, sounding a dull tattoo. I want, but I can't open it. There's no key. I can't wear it on my sleeve or tell you from the bottom of it how I feel. Here, it's all yours now, but you'll have to take me, too. That was Rita Dove's Heart to Heart. I like to think about love as a pumping thing. That seems a more realistic depiction of love than that neat, symmetrical heart shape. I like to think of it as a steady, working object, a thing of circulation, of taking in and sending out, of leaky valves and strange blips, a pulsating thing that can be, sometimes, a little alarming, a little scary, a little wild.